Well, welcome back, friends. Here's our midweek Bible sunshine. It is Wednesday, and we're glad you've joined us today. Open your Bibles to the last few verses of the book of Philippians, and let's reread verses 21 through 23. The Apostle Paul closes this wonderful epistle here, and he says, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Let's pray. Father, thank you for every word of your word. Thank you that every word is inspired by God. And we're thankful that you have given us the Word of God by the work of the Holy Spirit, that the Word of God has been inspired. And we thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit you can illuminate our minds to understand your Word. Give us understanding today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, yesterday we looked at several closings of Paul's letters. And there's amazing truth in his closing to his epistles. One truth that we see coming to the surface is emphasis on grace. He closes and commends them to the grace of God. We see also how he connects people one to the other. And he says, "These saints greet you," and so on. So we're asking the question, how can we encourage fellowship among the saints? And the first way is by greeting one another with genuine interest and friendliness. So Paul says, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus." People of God should recognize other people of God and should be friendly in the body of Christ. One brother should recognize another brother and recognize a sister. One sister should recognize another sister. It is much better to know a brother or a sister by name instead of, "Oh, that's the lady in the blue dress. That's the guy with the red tie." No, how about knowing their name? "Oh, you know that little kid that runs around here. Well, does that little kid have a name? Let's find out his name or her name and call them by name." With fondness, I remember when I was about 7 or 8 years old, going to First Missionary Church in St. Petersburg, Florida. There were two humble men standing at the door. They were gracious. They were very senior to me. But one of them especially, with his coat and tie on, he was well-dressed. But what I remember is how he paid attention to me and called me by name. He was there to give a handshake to this little boy. I remember that even now, and I'm thankful for the godliness and the friendliness of that man. And so, you know, I think that whether we're children or adults or teenagers, we need to put this into practice. Greet one another with genuine interest and friendliness, because each person is valuable, important in the Church of Jesus Christ. Paul says, "Greet every saint." So he's sending instructions from Rome. He's sending greetings to the Philippians. He says, "Greet every saint in Christ." He's recognizing that we have a commonality. We are all in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the themes of his epistles, our position in Christ. So because we belong to one another, because we are connected to one another in Christ, all the more reason to show friendliness. Every saint has a position of value, preciousness, and security in Christ. And every saint is interrelated to every other saint in Christ. We're in the body of Christ. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. This is such a thrilling truth, that the people of God are related. You see, the Bible doesn't talk about the things that people so often talk about to show how we're different from each other. It shows how we're in Christ together. And I need to love the people of God all over the world, whatever country they're from, whatever their ethnicity. I need to understand in Christ is a powerful bond. And when I see brothers and sisters, gladly welcome them and greet them with friendliness. This applies to the youngest. It applies to youth. It applies to senior citizens. It applies to everyone. Now, there's something that can stop us from doing this, and it's this. I'll wait and see who greets me. And then after they greet me, I'll greet them. Now, I understand protocol that younger people should address older people first, but what if they don't? What if they weren't taught? What if they don't have good manners? Are we going to sit in a corner waiting for them to come to us? No, let's go to them. Reach out to them. How about someone you say, you know, they just kind of rub me the wrong way. Their personality is just, they're just not what I enjoy. No, go to them. Greet them. I remember years ago a man who said, you know, I have a little test. And he would sit opposite the door, the greatest distance from the door in the church where we were meeting. And he said, I want to see if people come over here and greet me. What a losing game to see who's going to greet you. Let's be those who go and show the love of Jesus, the friendliness of Jesus, and greet others. I'd like to share a quote here from the Preacher's Homiletic Commentary. It says, salutations are tokens of personal interest and living fellowship, which should not be lightly esteemed. The apostolic salutations teach that the Christian religion does not make men unfriendly and stubborn, but courteous and friendly. That's great. I love that. The Christian religion does not make men unfriendly and stubborn, but courteous and friendly. So let's not have the attitude, I'm going to wait and see if someone comes to me to greet me. No, let's go to them and greet them gladly and happily. Well, there's another truth here about how to have fellowship in Christ and among believers, and it is this: by building networks of fellowship among believers. Now notice the details here. The brethren with Paul sent greetings to the Philippians. I go back to chapter 1. It says in verse 1, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ. Perhaps also Luke was with the Apostle Paul. So there were fellow workers with Paul, Timothy and Luke, and even perhaps some of those believers that Paul described that were preaching Christ with bad motives, there were believers around Paul in Rome, and Paul is building networks. The brethren with Paul sent greetings to the Philippians. So here they are, they're in a remote place in Rome, and they're sending greetings to the Philippians. So it is good to have this reciprocal relationship. They were sending greetings to them. They sent greetings to the Philippians through Paul. So Paul is greeting the church here. He says in verse 21, the brethren who are with me greet you. So he's saying, greet every saint in Christ Jesus. And he says, the brothers who are here with me, they're sending greetings to you. Luke, Timothy, and perhaps even others, even those maybe with bad motives. So he's building some network here. The brethren with Paul sent greetings to the Philippians, and the church in Rome sends greetings. Look at verse 22. All the saints greet you. So Paul is saying the bigger picture here, not just those presently near me, but the saints who are in Rome, the church in Rome, they're sending greetings to you. And notice this, He says, especially those who are of Caesar's household. You see, the gospel had reached high places. If you go back to chapter 1, Paul says this in chapter 1, verse 13, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. So people in high places in Rome had become aware that Paul was a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the gospel. And he says here, the saints, the church in Rome, is sending greetings to the Philippians. They were linked together spiritually. The Roman Christians, the Philippian Christians, they were linked together spiritually, even if they had never met physically. Now, you know, that's what we're doing when we pray for the persecuted church. And all through the COVID pandemic, as we've had Bible Sunshine, we've been praying for believers in other lands, and we've not seen them. We don't know them. We may know a few here and there, or we've heard a few names, or maybe there are a few missionaries that we know by name. But for the most part, we don't know the churches in these countries. Do we have to know them to pray for them? No. So Paul is sending greetings here from the Roman Christians to the Philippian Christians, even though perhaps they had never met physically. Philippi, remember, was a colony of Rome. It's not unlikely that Christians would travel from one place to another and visit with saints in another city. So maybe there were some that were in Rome that knew some in Philippi and vice versa. That's a possibility. But whether or not they knew anyone there, they were sending greetings. And you know, that's exactly what we need to do for brothers and sisters all over the globe. In all the countries of the world, God is at work. What an exciting thing to know that. Just picture this for a minute. When Jesus comes back in the clouds of the air and he calls his church up to be with him in the air, can you imagine this? People from all over this globe, all sides of the earth, as it were, going up to meet Jesus in the clouds. A great reunion. And we're going to meet brothers and sisters in Christ that we didn't even know they existed. But maybe we're going to meet some that we've prayed for. Won't that be wonderful? I wonder if any of them might come and say, you know, I realize that you prayed for us in our isolation, in our persecution. Only God knows that. Sometimes I like to imagine things like that, though. It's kind of like this. When we go to the throne of grace, we're meeting other brothers and sisters there as we pray for them, even though we've never physically met them. But sometimes it is such a blessing when we've gone to the throne of grace on behalf of someone, and then we do have the opportunity to meet them. There's a connection because of Christ, and another connection because of the blessing of praying for them. So we need to build networks of fellowship among believers. So let's say that Sunday at church, you're talking to someone that you just really enjoy talking to, and a newcomer comes by. How about doing this? Put your conversation to the one you know well on hold, on pause, hit pause, and speak to the newcomer and draw them into your circle and introduce them to your friend. That's building a network of fellowship among believers. And the churches of Jesus Christ who know the Savior need to demonstrate genuine friendliness and fellowship in the love of Christ. Well, let's go today to two countries. One is not so well known, and the other is very well known. The country of Bhutan, Bhutan. Where is this country? This country borders on India and China. It's a little country. It has less than 1 million people in population. But believers there need prayer. From the World Watch list, it says All Bhutanese citizens are expected to follow Buddhism. And a request says, pray for Christian converts who face strong pressure from family, friends, and neighbors to recant their faith. Pray they might be strengthened when facing persecution. The other country that's very well known is Russia. And Russia has about 144 million people. A large country, many Christians there. Listen to this specific request. Pray for the safety of church members when they are arrested and interrogated by the police. Let's go to prayer. Our Father, you know every child of God in Bhutan. And we ask, dear Lord, that those Christians that are there would multiply, that they would share the gospel with their family, with their friends. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them when they face opposition and persecution, when they are pressured to turn away from Christ. I pray your Spirit will pressure them to turn to Christ and to love him more and to stand boldly for him. Strengthen their resolve, and Lord, supply the scriptures to them that they may be strong in the word, that they may be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Lord, for the church in Russia, you know every child of God there. And Lord, this country has a long history of opposition and persecution of Christians, especially when it was under communism. But Lord, even now, we pray for the opposition that exists there. We pray that Christians will be strong. And Lord, when they are arrested and brought before police and interrogated, when they are asked where there are other Christians, we pray that they will be wise in their answers. We pray that they will stand strong in Christ. We pray that the word of God will multiply. We pray that the scriptures will be disseminated and be in the hands of people that they can read and hear the gospel and be saved. Thank you, Lord, that the word of God is not bound. Strengthen Bible-believing churches in Russia. Multiply their numbers. Strengthen their pastors. We ask all of this in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Amen. Well, God bless you, dear friend. I'm so glad you joined us today on Bible Sunshine. May God's love, his light, and his life surround you today. God bless you.